So this morning, chapter 48, the cup people. Fun thing about the notes are if I do the notes, which I must, a lot of other things happen. This morning I have a daily verse that hit me right before I started that aren't in the notes, I tell you. So it's important to listen to the podcast, right? And that has proved so fun for me in coming days or in the future or when I'm stuck and I listen to some of these things, I see them, they help me. But this morning, this verse popped up. By myself, I have sworn truth has gone from my mouth. Get that one. By myself, I have sworn truth has come from my mouth. A word that will not be revoked. Every knee will bow to me. Every tongue will swear allegiance. You know, only God could say that. Only God could say that. But it hit me today because the cup people is where I'm at. And I'll tell you about the cup people. Cup people are limited. Cup thinking is limited. And this verse came from Israel breaking their covenant with God and following idols instead of remaining true to the Lord. And they were summoned to present their defense to God. And he said to them, "Am not I the Lord?" was his thundering challenge through Isaiah the prophet. "There is no other God besides me," he continued. "I am a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." Oh, wow. Powerful. Right? Powerful. If you don't believe in God, it's still hard to say to that, no, you're not. No. Man, that's hard to say. Do people do it? Yes. And when they do, is it challenging for me? I get sad because I have heard the word. I have been blessed with understanding the word here and there where God is talking to me and I want to be with him. I've been blessed with that gift. The gift is that I want it. I want it. I believe it. I see it. I get it. I get that I need it. I get that there's more. I get that there's always going to be more. I get that I'm never going to get enough. I get that it's a never-ending cup, a never-ending drink that I can drink from, that I can have. It's never-ending. It will always be there. There will always be more, and I will always get to see it. I will always drink from the cup of the Lord, and there will always be the Lord there for me. It will be a cup that never, ever goes dry. Awesome. Awesome. God never changes. His plans, his purpose are never any different. He is consistent. The Jews did not bring the message to the Gentiles as they were supposed to do. They were supposed to bring the message of God to the world. They didn't do that. These are studies that I have, studies that you have, knowledge that you have. Really interesting, yes, but truth, truth, truth. And I say today, if I was somehow shrouded from this, I couldn't get this, what would I be like? If I was stuck somewhere and I couldn't hear the word, if I was stuck somewhere and I couldn't read, if I was stuck somewhere and I didn't hear the Lord, I would begin to think my own ways. I would only have my own mind to think about. But may I say that verse again? Am not I the Lord? Am not I the Lord? There is no other God beside me. I am a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other God. What if I had never heard that? What if I could never hear that? What if I was stuck in a place, a zone that didn't allow me to hear or to see or to have that? What if that were true? What would that be? What if I could not hear Isaiah 45:23? By myself I have sworn truth has gone from my mouth. By myself I have sworn truth has gone from my mouth. A word that will not be revoked. Every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance. What if I didn't see that? What if I didn't see that? What if I couldn't see that? That is the essence today of chapter 48, the cup people 2022. the cup people, to drink from the cup of life, the Lord's word, it will never be empty. It will always be more. There will always be more to know. There will always be more to understand. There will always be God for you. Always. Always. There will always be God for you. Isn't that awesome? Chapter 48, the cup people. What happens if you didn't hear that? What happens if you were in a place that was so secluded you couldn't hear about the Lord? You couldn't learn anymore. There wasn't anything to be done. Hey, I got a wild idea for those that's moving around right now. Mute your phone. That's crazy, isn't it? It's a wild, wild idea. Mute your phones and everybody else can hear. It's crazy. It's nuts. Go ahead. Check your phone right now if you're moving. Chapter 48, the cup people, 2022. The cup people is a study on stuck. Sometimes it's stubborn. Sometimes it's just being stupid or fear. Most of the time, it's pure arrogance, plain and simple, pure arrogance. I'm going to explain the cup people, but being stuck sometimes is pure arrogance. Whatever the case, it is challenging to get out of an obstinate way of thinking, especially when you're absolutely sure that you're right. Right, right, right. You know you're right, 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 even though you are wrong, 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 wrong. The Bible calls this way of thinking stiff-necked. How do I know? Because I get to read it, and I get to like it. When I was a kid, I liked the stories, but I didn't read them over and over again. I didn't see them. I didn't refer to them. I wish I had. I see kids in church right now that are way ahead of where I was. They're into it. They understand it. They see it, they're doing well. God is with them. Well, yes, he is, but he was always with them. He's always with you. They are with him. They are with God. They cling to the Lord. I cling to the Lord now. You cling to the Lord now. What would happen if we would have done this before? Well, we try not to think about that. Back in the days of the Old Testament, the Jews made a mistake and cast an idol out of gold. They cast an idol, a mistake. They decided this that they make a god. They make a god. Instead, they have the Lord with them who freed them from Egypt. What's the matter with these people? Same thing that's wrong with us. They forget. How do they forget? I don't know how we forget, but we do. And they made this idol out of gold in the shape of a calf. The scripture that I'm going to give you is where the word stiff neck comes from. Exodus 32:8. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, these are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. Oh, wow. Now, Moses negotiated for his life, for their life. Moses talked with God, and God decided not to destroy them. That's why I tell you sometimes, make a deal with God. Moses did. Moses, right here in Scripture, as you read this story, he says, hey, take me instead of them. Don't do this. Don't do it. If you do it, everything we've done so far will be for nothing. Everyone will look upon you as a God who freed them from Egypt and then destroyed them, just took them out and destroyed. But we can't do it. He talked God through it. That's how I know that you and I can pray to the Lord and change things. Money, property, and prestige get in the way of everything, doesn't it? Including learning, wisdom, common sense. However, let me restate the sentence, huh? Instead of money, property, and prestige, let's keep that cow in mind, that calf, right? Let's keep that in mind. Instead of money, property, and prestige, let's say the imaginary perception of an idol cast in the shape of money, property, and prestige. Yeah? Huh? Eh? Now that sounds a little more dangerous, doesn't it? Considering the scripture I just mentioned, right? All right, back to the cup. Stuck in the cup. What if I couldn't hear all this stuff? Well, why did I make up the cup people? I remember when I made up the cup people. I remember when this idea occurred to me. I remember that it thrust me into the scripture. Inside the cup, when I am stuck in a cup, think about a coffee cup, stuck in a cup. If I was stuck in a cup and that was my whole world, we imagine that we are above the nuisance of little people. We just have our mind to think about. Nothing can get in, nothing can get out, including me. I'm above everything. I'm in charge of the cup. I'm above the little problems others have, because I'm a legend in my own mind, so to speak. Perhaps I'm thinking about, I'm in the in crowd of the cup, or I am the crowd in the cup. In the cup, I can pretend. Nothing gets in, nothing gets out, like a cup of coffee you left outside on the porch. Dig this. Dig this. Like a cup of coffee you left outside on the porch. After a few days outside, what happens to it? The coffee that's left at the bottom of the cup, it turns into a science project, doesn't it? If you don't go out and get the cup and clean it out, whatever's left in the coffee cup turns into some kind of ecosystem. Leftover coffee turns into some kind of goo, and little organisms are born, and they fight for survival in a little cruddy ecosystem. Think about you like that. Some are stronger than others, this little goofy ecosystem in the bottom of a cup. Man, some organisms are stronger than others, and they climb to the top of the political system inside the cup, and they're in charge. In charge of what? The bottom of the cup? None of it matters, because in a short time it all dries up and turns to dust. And in this chapter, you with it. If you're in there, kids, if you're in the cup, you got to get out. We don't want to be in the cup. You got to climb out of old thinking. Jesus has a plan for you. The cup is over. And if you're in the cup, you can't hear the word correctly. You might hear echoes of it over the top of the cup, but the whole world is out here and you're stuck in the cup, Mr. Important inside the cup. You're large and in charge in the cup. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let God get you out of the cup. Be confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. There is a future for you. Get out of the cup. If I can't get myself out of the cup, I can't help myself or anybody else. What am I going to teach people how to be in charge of the cup? Cup thinking can definitely get in the way of progress. It's an excuse to do what you think is important. Not what needs to be done, learned, or new things accomplished. Get that again. It's an excuse to do what you think is important, not what needs to be learned or new things accomplished. Just whatever you think is important in the cup. You're the driver in the cup. God's just been left outside as a spectator looking into the cup. Even people that pray, they're praying in the cup that they get what they want to get done. Help me, God, fix what I got to do in the cup here so I maintain authority. I maintain goodness all in your name. I call it in your name, O Lord. Let me have the cup in order. Let me get these organisms in line. In the cup, the cup, the cup, the cup. It's in your name, God, cup. It is not. It's what you want. And when you're in the cup and you're stuck in the cup, it's what you're going to do. And if it works out right, God is right. Works out right for what? For another minute in a cup? Quit it. Accept new responsibility. I call it revolution evolution. Revolt against yourself and evolve. Revolt against yourself and get out of the cup. Revolt against yourself. Revolution evolution. You can't evolve till you get out of the cup. Don't kid yourself that the new shiny object in front of you is the right way to go. Hey, I got an idea. Here, this is the only thing available in the cup. It's the only thing available in the cup. Cup thinking is limited, even though you think you're expanding, you're growing inside of the cup. Am I making my point here? Plan on evolving and pray for correctness. To get your head out of, I did it before, so I'll do it again. Get out of the cup. Might be too late. Change course. Might be too late. Change course, pray, listen to those who are wise, climb out. It might be too late to fix whatever's going on. If it is and you stay in the cup, well, I just told you, everything dries up in the cup and the wind blows it away or somebody comes and cleans out the cup. Philippians 3:13-14, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. the upward call. Get up. Get out of it. What's it look like in a cup? How do I know I'm in the cup? It's a prison, that's what. In the name of being important. If you feel like you're super important, you might want to look around and see if you're inside the walls of a cup. Sounds great in the cup, how important you are and all the things that you're doing. But hey, the rest of the world could care less. People in the cup fight for their right to be stupid and important in the confines of nothing. This is an awesome lesson, kids. You can be super important and think everything's going right in the bottom of the cup. They come to believe that everything outside of the cup is irrelevant. When you're inside the cup, you think everything that goes on out there is irrelevant. It's all bad. Stay out from out there. What would happen if I was stuck in the cup and I couldn't hear the word of God? I can't hear God's voice. I can't do or say anything. I can't. What am I going to do? Dude, drill it. Drill a hole in the side of the cup and get out. Fight it. Fight it. Fight it. Proverbs 4, 6, 7. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. So by this chapter 48, the Cup People 2022, get wisdom. Get out of the cup. Get out of the cup. Though it cost everything you have in the cup, so what? Get understanding. Get out of the cup. How many people have said, I'll borrow money until it gets back the way it used to be? That's the cup, man. That's the cup. You're just asking for more goo in the bottom of the cup. It ain't going to happen. Not only is more goo not going to happen in the bottom of the cup, but whatever is there is going to dry up and you with it. And what pain, pain, listen to me, pain, when all the infrastructure of the cup finally turns to dust and blows away, leaving nothing for all the efforts except pain. Pain is a wake-up call, isn't it? Pain is a wake-up call. The pain of it didn't work. The human spirit, a quote from C.S. Lewis from his book, The Problem of Pain. Oh, my. The human spirit will not even begin to try to surrender self-will as long as it all seems to be well with it. Now, error and sin both have this property, and the deeper they are, the less their victim suspects their existence. They are masked evil. Pain is unmasked, unmistakably evil. Every man knows that something is wrong when he is being hurt. And pain is not only immediately recognizable evil, but evil impossible to ignore. We can rest contently in our sins and in our stupidities. And anyone who has watched gluttons shoveling down the most exquisite food as if they did not know what they were eating will admit that we can ignore even pleasure. But pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. What is it saying here? It's saying when you got it really good, you don't even test the food. When you got a really good thing going, you take it for granted. You take it for granted, like a guy shoveling down super good food instead of tasting the wonderful thing of a great meal prepared for you, shoveling it down. We can't even enjoy ourselves. We're so busy shoveling down what we think is me, large and in charge, right? But pain, boy, we hear him in pain. He shouts to us in pain. He shouts to us. So listen to me now. Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Oh, that's great. So what is the direction of today? Cup thinking can happen at any time. Always drill out of it, climb out of it, get out of it, get out of it, bust it in a million pieces. Is it a sin? Chapter 48, the cup people, stuck in the cup people. Is it a sin? Well, Wasting your talent is never good. Never good, I'll say that. Wasting your life, I'd say that's worse. We all make mistakes. God will teach you through that. Staying in the cup too long is a mistake. It may seem like you're protected inside of that way of thinking, inside the walls of that cup, but you're not. Staying in the cup too long is a mistake. The measure of the man or the woman is how fast they get off of it, or in this case, get out of it. The measure of you is how fast you get out of cup thinking. Cup thinking. A cup is for coffee. That's all. Let's keep it that way, huh? Let's keep it that way. Amen, amen, amen. Now that is your chapter this morning. A short but correct. Chapter 48, the cup people. Are you in the cup? Only you know? Oh, no. If there are good people around you looking over the cup, maybe you'll hear them. But if you hide in the cup, come on, man. I say it again. A cup is for your coffee. Don't get stuck in it. Be outside where you can feel the Lord. Be in the Lord's presence. Run the race to win. Can you run in a cup? No, you can't. Don't pretend. Don't pretend to be important. Get out of the cup. Revolt. Revolution, evolution. Revolt against yourself and evolve. Couldn't be more important this morning to all of us as CEOs. The enemy is waiting right out just saying, stay in the cup, man, or get in the cup. It's safer in the cup. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy who? You and me. Chapter 48, the cup people. Get out. Get out while you can. The cup people 2022. John, let's pray into the day.